But what was the reason that you moved to the United States?
One of the main reasons is because it was really poor there. And like I said, my parents separated when I was younger. So it was just my mom providing for the family. And she couldn't get, after she retired from the company that she worked for PLDT, which is the one of the like most advanced telecommunications companies in Asia. I think it's still in one of the top 10 in Asia at this point, but don't quote me on that. And she retired from that because she wanted to raise her youngest daughter. I was 13 when she retired, and that was also the same year my sister was born. And after that, she just had like a couple of real estate gigs, a couple things here and there, but it wasn't enough to feed the family, and like with education and everything, she had three kids, so I was about to start high school at the time, and then, you know, I was going into college, and that's really expensive for just one income, and it was very sporadic, the income was very sporadic, so the last couple of years I was in the Philippines, my family was very, very poor. We were dependent on my mom's siblings that were already here in the United States. And my father wasn't really around. It was out of the question for him to support his kids from his first marriage. I know it was kind of weird, but, you know, it was that strange kind of rift between my parents that my brother and I were kind of forced to be in the middle of. And then when my sister was born, my mom decided that she wanted a better life for my sister. So my uncles and my aunties decided to convince her to come here because, one, my grandmother, who had now just turned 90 this year, wasn't getting any younger. And they said that if she's closer to family, they can support her more. So we packed up our things, sold everything, and moved here. Now 17. It was a pretty traumatic move. I'm still trying to recover from it, but, you know, little by little.